like she does. Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. International Global Beatles Day today. But I'm sure y'all have parties to go to later.
Did not know.
So,
man, I love the Beatles.
Is it International Global Beatles Day or just Global?
I added International.
Okay.
Oh, that's better that way.
Yeah. It was a bit superfluous.
Yeah.
It was.
It's International Global Everywhere Beatles Day.
It's double extra Beatles forever.
I feel like
Global International World Beatles Day.
If you say a day and don't add International before it, it just doesn't really pack the same punch.
No, it
It's
doesn't.
Like, well, who cares if it's
global,
not international?
Global just
same
wasn't
thing for Houses
for
of Pancakes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotta have the international.
You
otherwise.
Have a domestic house of pancakes.
Yeah. Who's going there?
Who's going to the global house of pancakes? You have to go to the international. It's different.
Global.
It's more personal.
You know what? I think I know how this is gonna go, but I'm gonna ask anyway. I'm also not entirely sure, I guess. Do you like the Beatles, Kevin?
They're fine.
They're fine. Okay.
That's kind of what I thought would happen.
I love Revolution. That's probably my favorite Beatles song. Mm-hmm. Sergeant Pepper's, I always liked that. I listened to that when I was a kid.
You can't just name things.
Like, could you?
The world's first non-committal
Beatles fan. Could you right now listen to a Beatles album and enjoy it?
Depends on which one. Okay. The old ones, no. The original ones, like when they first came in, no, I can't. I can't take those. They're too poppy. But like all the later stuff, when they got into the drugs and stuff, yeah, I'd listen to that.
You're a big drug guy, Kevin.
Yeah, not going to listen to that one.
Fascinating.
Helter Skelter, like that one a lot.
It's a good song.
Yeah, I know.
I enjoyed your interview with the alligator hunter.
That guy's the best.
He was so nice.
It was good. He was really, it was like actually insightful.
We were talking about it, and Pajeski said it too, just looking at his Instagram page. When you find somebody who loves something so much, like that man loves alligators and crocodiles.
I was jealous of him. Yeah.
Right? And then thinking about, that's what he does all day. Yeah. Is he just... He does alligator stuff. You know, he tries to catch them or, you know, help them or relocate them or whatever.
Like, I was so into, like, Planet of the Apes when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Had I opened a Planet of the Apes store and that's all I'd done for the last 40 years.
Be like, the happiest person in the world.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you're looking for Sergeant Urko? I have one right over here.
But would you...
next to my Cornelius.
Would you have Phoebe and Nick?
Well, there you go.
Boy, that store's looking better all the time. Yeah. I'd have little Cornelius and Zaius.
Yeah.
With the dorkiest woman of all time.
I loved Alligator Rob, though, man. He was...
Yeah, he was cool.
Really good.
I liked him. And started talking about stuff that we had never heard of. That they're starting to examine alligator blood, and they think it can have cancer benefits for humans, and I never even heard of anything
like
that.
I liked at the end when you said, why shouldn't you get one, besides the fact that they'll eat you?
Uh-huh.
And it made so much sense. It's like people, like I once got a boa constrictor because I went to a big pet thing at the Jones Dome. Looking to buy a miniature horse, but I was drunk, and you can't buy livestock when you're drunk.
Are you serious?
Wait, really?
Dead serious. Now, that could just be the miniature horse, guys.
He's like, I'm not selling to you. It's against the law.
Hard and fast rule.
I was like, sorry. Saddle this one up for me. He's like, you seem drunk, and you can't buy one of these drunk. I'm like, damn it, where are the snakes?
Touch your finger to your nose.
The snakes, they're like, we can only sell to you when you're drunk.
The horse is like, no.
Yeah,
the horse is
like, not this guy.
Nay.
But yeah, after like a couple of weeks and definitely a couple of months, I'm like, why the hell do I have a snake? This is so stupid. He's not having fun. I'm not having fun.
And Alligator Rob was saying that they live forever. These things live as long as humans live.
Yes.
So you don't have a 10 to 15 year commitment like you do with a dog.
Lifelong
commitment.
My favorite line was that he goes, well, a lot of people get alligators to guard inappropriate things. I was thinking like racy pictures. And Ron just like, no, drugs.
Like, yeah. Yeah. He said that they will have drug houses who get guard alligators.
Amy has a picture of a man's buttocks, and she's like, I should get an alligator. I should get a crocodile.
That's what I think about that. She thinks that somebody's going to come into her place and rifle through her photos and find the naked guy.
He's got to get an alligator.
Got to get an alligator for
that. That's what it sounded like. They guard inappropriate things. The cops show up. Ugh. They start flipping through magazines.
Yeah, not
this
illegal,
is inappropriate.
Just inappropriate.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not here for illegal. We're here for inappropriate.
This is naughty.
This is mildly disturbing. We're taking this. It reminds me, I have a TikTok of this family that own a puma. And it just looks terrible.
Aww.
Because there's only one person in the family the puma seems to like, and the rest, it just hisses at them, scratches their faces and stuff.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the look on their face, they're all like,
Do they live in, is it live in the house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
I always
not good.
Like when, and anytime, like sometimes you'll see like people who have dogs that hate everyone in the 6-person family except just the mom or whatever. And I always think that's very funny to have a pet that's like, actively like terrorizing everyone in the household.
I mean, it's funny if the dog is like 9 pounds. It's not funny if it's a 50, 60 pound dog.
Yeah, it's funny to me because I'm not part of it.
I just feel like if you have house. In your home like a non-domesticated animal, like chimpanzees belong in the wild, alligators belong in the wild, like anything that happens to you.
Is it?
It's kind of your fault.
I think we've talked about it before.
You have a chimpanzee. They're not
supposed
to be.
You're victim blaming for Travis?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait,
exactly.
Travis.
Travis is the monkey that killed his owner.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
He's the chimp that killed his owner.
Don't say who's Travis.
Trust Dave,
me
tell her
on this.
Well, it's Travis. You see,
boy, that 911 call.
The fifth Beatle.
It's crazy.
It's not supposed to be funny either.
It's not. It's not funny
so
at
wait,
all. Really.
Is Travis the monkey or the guy?
Travis
is the chimp
who ripped the lady's face off.
Yeah.
Here,
oh, yeah.
Who would the guy be?
Here in the great state. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I forgot it was a lady. Travis sounds like a guy.
Oh, yeah. He was.
He was a guy.
Travis
yeah.
was a guy.
It is an interesting name for
chimp.
A pet.
Yeah.
Right. He sounds like, honestly, like with frosted tips and kind of obnoxious.
He was a good bro for a long time. He wore overalls and he rode in a trash truck. And
uh-huh.
Yeah. No,
he was everybody's best friend.
She was a tow truck that his dad owned.
Tow truck.
What did she give him? Xanax?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Xanax tea.
Yep.
Yeah.
And took a bath with him.
Xanax, but then.
Yeah. That'll do it right there.
But then her friend had the nerve to wear a hat.
Yep.
I thought she got a haircut.
Was it haircut?
I thought it was something like that.
She took his Elmo.
It was haircut and took his Elmo.
Which he called Melmo.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
And then he attacked.
He had rudimentary speech.
What is up? And then I'm so sorry because now
Travis
I feel like I'm
warning you.
What are you a truther? What's your, you're a monkey truther, Andrew?
Oh, Coco. He does. Coco. He thinks Coco's full of crap.
Coco the gorilla. Coco couldn't talk. Coco couldn't talk, and they proved it. Remember, that lady was just using Coco to like sexually harass like
That part's true.
Coworkers.
That's
yeah.
awful.
Did you know this?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Coco the, I always call Coco the monkey. He's a gorilla. I'm shortchanging him.
Coco the monkey.
Coco the monkey. He's a gorilla that could talk. And enable people to commit sexual assaults. That was really creepy.
Coco could sign, or so they would say.
She'd be like, he wants to touch you. I don't know.
Oh, my
They'd
gosh.
Be like, Coco show boob. And then the her handler would be like, I guess you got to show Coco your boobs. I'll just be over here.
I wish you were making it up.
It's 100% true.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
It's 100% true. I guess he wants to see him. I don't know.
Gorilla. Nope. You know, what are you going to do?
Did Coco attack that lady?
No,
Coco was
Coco didn't attack anybody.
Yeah, Coco was nice, I think. Yeah. I think, you know what? I think Coco might have killed a mate.
No.
I don't
know.
There was something with a mate that Coco and him didn't get along.
But he said he didn't do it.
He signed it.
Coco Innocence.
not Coco.
Coco Innocence.
Plead the fifth.
To this day, Coco maintains
Coco
his innocence.
Coco says, check caretaker.
Coco want to speak to lawyer.
Caretaker never seemed to like mate. Or did he like her too much? Coco not know. Coco up in the air on this one. Confused.
Coco call character.
Coco blame
witness.
Hairless ape.
Coco feel better if could see boobs.
Oh, Coco just didn't have very good lawyer.
Coco lost it all.
Coco think witch hunt.
Coco say everyone says so.
It is a witch hunt. Coco's crying about a witch hunt.
Coco says it was the deep state.
Only boobs Coco sees now is by fraud.
Coco think this judge should be disbarred.
Biased. Coco says biased jury.
Travis is there.
Yeah.
You pick the jury. Attorneys pick the jury.
You put a chimp on a gorilla jury?
They hate each other.
Listen, Coco, this is a sweetheart deal.
It can't get fair trial.
Coco railroaded.
Coco rigged election.
Okay.
Oh, well.
I didn't sleep last night. I guess that's evident by now.
Coco denied parole.
Coco, the shot caller now. 120 DGS on Camo X. All right, we have a new game. It's called Is This a Word? Last night I used this word in a text to someone and then realized I don't think that's a word. And I refrained from Googling it. That'd be the easy way out. So I'm going to give you the word and what I think it means. And you guys tell me before you Google it if you think it's a word or not.
Okay.
Inimitable. I-N-E-M-I-N-A-B-L-E. Inimitable. Sort of like, oh, the inimitable Rachel Zimmerman. You just can't keep her down. She,
yeah.
The irrefutable Molly Brown, that kind of thing. Does that sound like a word?
Yes, but I think it's spelled differently.
Shut up.
I think it's I-N-I.
Yeah, I think he's right. Yeah.
That's fine. I'm okay with.
I think it means unparalleled.
Misspelling. There you go.
Yeah, oh, it's a word. And
now
it
someone
means
can Google
unparalleled.
It.
Cannot imitate.
I have one too. I wrote this on a document earlier, and it showed up red. I used the word surgeons, as in like resurgence, without the re.
Just the original surgeons.
The original surgeons. But I don't think surgeons is a word.
I don't think so either, but I like it.
I left
what document
it on there.
Was this?
It's probably not, but it should be.
If you can resurge, why can't you surge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you would just probably just say the surge.
You can have a
resurgence.
Why can't you have a surgeon?
Phoebe used to make up words when she was little, and she had one called reconsearchment. And it's when you look for something the second time around. And I'm like, that should be a word. That absolutely. Like, have you seen The Missing Party? Well, we're doing a reconsearchment now.
Consearchment.
So what would be the first form? Would it be surge?
Surge.
Yeah.
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 Surge and then a resurgence.
I guess, but I thought like if you were like talking about the surgence of something.
But yeah, and I guess it's surge, but it's not exactly the same thing because yeah. Resurgence is not exactly a second surge, you know?
I didn't know you could have a reword that
the first one doesn't count?
Where there's no, where it's not a prefix. Like, if you take the prefix off, it doesn't then become its own word.
I feel pretty good about mine.
Yeah,
nonchalant versus chalant? Like, no one ever says he's very chalant.
Yeah, boy.
He needs to relax.
He really cares.
Yeah.
The chalantness of this one, right?
Way too chalant about this.
Calm down.
Hi, Mr. Chalant.
Don't be so chalant.
I have another
Shaking
question.
Shaking him by the shoulders.
This one is this one is global, the way that the planet works. So we just hit the summer solstice, which means that now, until the winter solstice, the days are going to get shorter. Even though they're super long right now, they're actually shorter by a minute or so every day. In the southern hemisphere, is it the opposite?
I don't know.
Well, it's winter in the southern atmosphere.
Yeah.
But didn't they just hit their winter solstice when we hit our summer solstice?
I don't know if they happen at the same time. But yeah, it is definitely like winter down there.
Feels like it would.
And it does, logically.
Is it because of the toilets?
They spin the wrong way?
Yeah, because they spin the opposite direction, so you just think everything down there is the opposite.
When I found out that Australian Christmas, it's like 99 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
That sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is the opposite because it's all about the tilt of the Earth, right?
Sure.
Like the tilt is what puts you closer.
Yeah. Might as well.
I did, but then I clicked out of it. I'm sorry. I thought we were moving.
My guess is they have shorter days. Yeah, but I feel like everyone's
Rachel opened a tab
to
said Australia.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. I think our summer solstice is their winter solstice. I think everyone's just everything's just reversed.
Australian winter.
Like when I said it, Kevin, my co-host, goes, "I don't know. I don't care."
Yeah, I didn't say I don't care. I said, I don't know.
Oh yeah, the internet says that the winter solstice in Australia falls on June 21st every year.
Boom.
Well done.
In the morning.
Dave, that's two wins.
Two for two.
Yeah, you're right.
In this episode, Dave asks idiots about science.
I don't know.
And idiots guess.
Respond.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't care.
This is when, like, the whole
thing about it.
This is so apropos and nothing, but I thought about this last night. The only time I've come through customs is I guess you do it when you do you do it when you go through Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every time I do it, I feel like they're going to pull me out mm-hmm. and arrest me through Interpol.
You're going to end up in a room like Jason Bourne.
Right.
I fight your way out.
I really, truly do. So I try to look really innocuous, like, oh, I'm no threat here, when I'm not. I mean, I'm a threat in little ways, I guess, but I'm not a threat to international politics.
You know, one time I was just a domestic flight.
Wearing a shirt that says, not a terrorist, and you're like, why do they have all these questions for me?
I think it was
going like to, my shirt answers them.
I think it was Arizona I was flying to, and I got pulled out of line to do the swab your hands test.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Where they're looking for bomb residue or whatever. I was kind of insulted.
Oh, you look kind of sus.
That happened to me when the kids and I went to Florida 2 years ago, and they found bomb residue on every part of me and every part of my bag. And it just got to the point where I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. And they're like, we don't know what to tell you. So,
didn't they know the show, too? Didn't
yeah.
You see it?
Oh, that's yeah. So I walked funny. Up, and the guy goes, finally, it's happened. Mr. Dave Glover, step on up to my little kiosk here. Next thing you know, it's like,
oh, you're a bomber.
Bomb.
So what?
Let me just check your laxatives here. No bomb residue.
Did Phoebe have like huge scissors in her
that
bag
was
a, one
that
time?
That was the trip to D.C. Yes, okay. She did.
Oh my yeah,
so what was the bomb residue?
No idea. They never told me.
They just let you go?
Did they assume like this guy has so much bomb residue on him, there's no way
he's
hiding.
He's not trying to hide anything.
The worst bomb maker of all time.
Think maybe there's somebody else in line you should be looking for who's touching my stuff?
Yeah. Like, sir, it appears that the bomb has already exploded.
Yeah. All over you.
I'm pointing at Nick like sea bass on Dumb and Dumber. Check that guy right there. Yeah, that was when I flew back from Europe back in 1990, and I was flirting with a female security guard out of this, where was it, Stuttgart? Wherever the Lockerbie flight took
Scotland.
Off from.
Or where it took off
where it
from.
Took off
it blew
from.
Up over Scotland. Right?
So they were real serious about it. And she said, do you have anything on you that can be construed as a weapon? And I said, it depends on how close you stand to me.
No.
Yep.
Oh.
My gosh, you deserve all the bad things
that
happened to you after
I
that.
I spent the next hour in a Jason Bourne room.
Yeah.
Then they put me in a yellow vest with a red sash that said security risk. And I had to sit by myself the whole flight home.
Oh, wow.
All for a wiener joke.
Yeah. Oh, is that the way you took it?
I don't know if that was necessarily what it was.
Okay.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Did you guys know about the gig I'm doing coming up in July? So if you'd like to hear me and Jimmy Griffin sing this song and a couple other Beatles tunes, acoustic, July 20th at the Pageant is sort of like a Radio Dork concert.
Oh.
So for media people who also are musicians like me and Convy and a few others like that.
Nice.
Are getting together at the Pageant and doing a couple hours, and Griffin and I are doing some Beatles.
That's cool.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it'd be sort of like what I did at the DGS Live.
But then there's a bunch of...
Yeah. There's like an actual band that's going to play and back up a bunch of people, and Convy will be there and do some Ludo stuff. And
very cool.
Yeah.
Where's it going to be again?
At the Pageant.
Nice.
That's a good room.
It's a good venue.
I'll reserve you guys some seats.
Yes.
I think there will be some available.
But tickets are going fast?
You're going to have the whole balcony.
All right. Party in the balcony.
So as not to be bothered. I have a question, and it's an offensive question. I don't mean it offensively. Certainly don't mean it pointed toward the Islamic religion. But what's going on with the Hajj, this pilgrimage, you know, I think is the right word to use. Mm-hmm. It's obviously very important. I think you're supposed to do it at least once in your life to be a good Muslim. But like 1,500 people have died. And it's one of those things that doesn't make sense with me as a humanist. Like, I would think my idea of God would be like, stay home. Let's just keep those 1,500 people alive. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Since he knows everything, he He knows it's going to happen. He knows that Cleavon's going to die, you know, a horrible death. It's 125 degrees. Like, let's let Cleavon live. Thoughts?
Yeah, is it considered, though, I mean, if you do something like that, even considering the extreme heat, does it, in their minds, show their devotion even more?
Probably. Well, look at what the people do. Have you ever seen the people who climb to Everest base? No, it's not Everest base camp, but it's like that. But they do it where they have like the pads on their knees and their hands. Have you seen this? Hmm. Where every step they take, they get on their knees, then they prostrate themselves and they pray. Then they stand up, they take another step, they get on their knees, they prostrate themselves. And that's what they do for literally hundreds of miles. Crazy. I mean, seemingly crazy, but not crazy if you're doing it out of devotion.
That wouldn't be for me. I get it. I get why people do that. For me personally, I don't think that I could ever, I could never be so devoted to something like that.
You
to
can't
do that.
Commit to getting coffee with me.
That's, do you know how difficult that is?
Like, just
that's
think,
so difficult.
Here he is going, you know, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I look at it and I go,
you can't commit to anything tonight.
That's correct.
I could pilgrimage 1,000 miles.
No. I look at that and I go, that's I ain't doing all that.
Is this a lifelong raunchy thing or is this a grown-up raunchy thing?
I don't know, man.
Like when you were a kid?
I don't know.
You're like, I'm awfully busy in the plastic bubble.
Yeah.
I'm getting more and more exhausted.
I feel you.
With everything.
Yeah. Life's a lot, right?
Dude. Nobody told me about this.
It's just too much. Do you think you had a decent view of life when you're younger?
Oh no, you always have the rosy view when you're younger. I think, like if it's not you know, obviously there are terrible childhoods that maybe they have the opposite, but again, the average normie childhood is probably like everything sunshine and rose petals, and the good guys win, and all, and then you know, I don't know what age it was. I guess probably mid-20s to mid-30s, you kind of realize, oh yeah, that's not real.
It's when you start paying bills.
No,
it's
when reality sets in and you start to pay attention to how things actually work. Yeah. And you're like,
Everyone's myopic and narcissistic to some degree, and I view my life and having kids still young enough to worry about, although I'm sure you don't worry about your kids their whole life, but you know, Phoebe's only 19, and then parents to worry about. That's when it gets real. You know, when I have to worry about my kids, I have to worry about my mom. Speaking of, people are asking for an update. Not a great update. My mom had surgery 3 months ago for a broken hip and pretty much got vaulted into some sort of post-operative dementia, and it has not gone away, and it's just getting worse. And now she's to the point that, like, Nick and I went to see her last night. She knows who we are, but that's about all she can communicate. Mm. Like, she tries to get sentences out but really can't, so... Hmm. But she's officially under hospice care, but it's not because like death's imminent or anything, but it's just a very strange phase. Very sad.
Yeah.
For all my fellow people going through it.
It was a similar thing. I wasn't around for a lot of it, so I missed a bunch, but a similar thing with my grandmother, my mom's mom, where they reached that point was reached, and it was like, what do you do?
Yeah.
What, you know, you visit, you know, my parents were visiting my mom, my aunts, and all, you know, everybody was going, but it was kind of that.
And you think about it in the, especially the Asian traditions, but even American traditions, we didn't have nursing homes. We didn't have anywhere to put people. And so for all of these generations before us, their elderly loved ones who were quote unquote senile, because we had Alzheimer's, we had, you know, all these different things. We just didn't have names for it. They just lived with you and you handled it, and, you know, someone took care of grandpa or grandma, and that's the way it was.
Yeah, because in all those previous generations, you had multi-generations living in a home. So you had, it wasn't two people and then two adult kids that had moved out. You know, it was 6, 7, 8 people, and everybody would just share.
Well, they also didn't live quite as long.
No, that's a relatively new thing, obviously.
That's true.
Last 100 years, people's lives really started extending.
And the longer they live, it can worsen, or it's just a long time that the family's taking care of them now.
And this will sound terrible, but we didn't try to keep people alive the way we do now. You know, it wasn't to be alive at all costs. Like, well, we have a drug. we have a shot, we have a pill that could keep them literally alive longer. Okay, let's do that. I think when people started getting sick, they were cared for. They were, you know, kept comfortable, but there were not life-saving things, interventions all the time.
Yeah.
Which we can't seem to stop doing now.
On this topic, have you seen a lot of the conspiracy stuff lately where people are like, Alzheimer's didn't even exist before 1979?
No.
Even though the disease was named in 1910 for a doctor, Dr. Alzheimer. I mean, like, we're in such a weird place.
We are in a weird
place. Like, this didn't exist before. Like, yes, it did. It just wasn't called that for a long time. But it was named that in, like, 1910. So...
Do you think people believe stupid stuff in spite of the fact that they can look it up within seconds? Yeah. Or do you think that it doesn't matter? Like, they just don't believe what they find?
I think most of it is a lot of people will not take the time because they don't think they need to. Like, they'll see somebody say something and it sounds really good.
Yeah, I think they're more passive about taking the information.
Right. And, there are a lot of videos. The way this ends up working is as a conspiracy theory, which is just unbelievably stupid if you understand almost anything. But there'll be these people, and you see it on TikTok all the time. They'd be like, you know, Alzheimer's didn't exist before 1979. And then they'll be like, you know what else? You know, because they'll go through and it's like the brain is made up entirely of cholesterol, which most of it is, right? A lot of your brain is made up of cholesterol. And they're making the argument that butter substitutes are the ones that are causing this, like margarine, because margarine came in around that time. Mm. And people like... Well, you don't like absorb the butter right into your brain. That's not how it works. You know, I mean, these things are broken down in your digestive system. It's not the same thing. Anyway, it goes through and people will say this like authoritatively and with all this other stuff around it. And people don't even think, you know, I could check that in 10 seconds and find out and then realize, oh, yeah, that disease was named that way more than 115 years ago. And it was just a different psychological classification prior to 1979. It existed along, and obviously the disease itself existed before 1910.
Yeah,
it was just named in 1910.
Great records, yes.
And I think, devil's advocate here, and not on the conspiracy theory side, but people are so careless with the truth, and they'll take something that has a kernel of truth to it and then blow it up absolute authority. For instance, I do think there are a lot of diseases of the body that we have because of like all the super processed food, right? There's a reason why in the EU they don't allow like wheat thins because the flour is so ultra processed. The Washington Post just came out with a massive report into ultra processed foods and how our bodies weren't designed to consume them. And so we know there's higher incidence rates, but there's a difference between not existing and a higher incident rate. And there's a difference between ultra-processed food overall consumption and just fake butter alone. But people will take things that have a nugget of truth and then turn them into something sensational.
Right, but it's an interesting thing because as we're talking about these findings, we are learning things that in the past we just did them and then found out later they were bad. Mm-hmm. Right? How many things have we learned about, like thalidomide, like all these things we thought were okay and then we find out are not?
Yeah.
Cigarettes, for all those years, people were like, oh, they're fine, no big deal. And then we realize, oh, no,
those cigarettes are gonna kill you. Smoke.
Right. So, like, we do that a lot. And I think that's true with a lot of the things we're talking about. But then we look at Europe and they had 23% of the world's cancer cases and America had 21%. And but they're all different. This is the problem. But then there's so many different kinds of cancer.
They smoke a lot.
Right. Well, this thing is, how do you measure all? It's very difficult, but it is easy to understand that new information can be acted upon when you're looking at the good information. It's when there's bad information, or like Amy said, there will be a kernel of truth, and then then a big story is spun around that, where things around it are not necessarily accurate.
You know, one thing I've started doing, Rich, I didn't even tell you this. I am drinking real Coke instead of Diet Coke, and I'm using real sugar in my coffee in the morning instead of Splenda, because I ordered Coke and I ordered Coke Zero and they sent me real Coke. The Mr. DoorDash did, so I'm going to drink it and it's amazing. Uh-huh. And I only drink one per night instead of three or four, and it doesn't have any aspartame, so the sugar not great, 160 calories not great, but I can take 160 calories. Over all that aspartame, and in the morning, I'm not gaining weight, but I just felt like better to have real sugar than to have that all that processed crap.
And that's why, too, again, just playing devil's advocate because I don't know. I feel like sometimes there's mockery or whatever when people ask, start to, feel uncertain or question certain medicines that are coming out. I mean, we're an overly medicated society. Yeah. And like, oh, the medicine's safe. It passed the FDA. How many medicines are recalled 10, 20, 30 years? How many times have we done stuff that's been quote unquote safe at the time? And then we find out actually there are long-term effects. And So I don't care what people say about the fake sugars because you'll say, oh, they're safe. Oh, they're not safe. Oh, they're safe. I know there was recent studies that said they're not safe. I'm not going to eat chemicals. I'm going to trust sugar, and I'd rather have natural sugar than all the chemicals. And the same thing with medicines, like even Zantac now. There's class action lawsuits because Zantac was prescribed ongoing for people.
Yeah.
It's safe. Everybody takes it. And suddenly it's not safe. So when people do cast a suspicious eyes on things, I get it. I understand
but
why.
But then you have
do.
To be suspicious of everything because coffee's good and then coffee's bad. Wine is good and then wine is
I'm
bad.
Okay
eggs are bad.
Yeah, but I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't question natural stuff nearly as much. Like, I won't question eggs and coffee as much as I question medicines
Agreed.
And chemicals.
Agreed. Yep. 151 DGS. So, Rach, you're loving the Bear coverage?
I'm loving it. I think St. Louis needs the Bear.
Yeah.
You know, it's good for us to have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
He's cute.
Yep.
Andrew was saying yesterday how adorable this bear was.
It's just one little bear.
There's like a bear every year, it seems like, because bears don't live far outside town. They really don't. And so they wander into the...
This picture of a bear trailer
park. They're suburbanites.
they live out in Chesterfield. And
they have an above ground pool.
They all moved out to the burbs. And so then they work their way into the metro like one or two a year. And this specific bear, I don't know that much about. Baldwin, was it? Because they usually pop up in the Baldwin area. That's like a popular...
Clayton and Kersmill.
Michael's going to tell us more about it at the 2 o'clock news.
Nice.
He's been promoting that. So,
and the mayor is going to be the
mayor. Yeah, the mayor is going to have a role in Dreamgirls. And I was watching the news last night, and they said that it was actually pretty cool because apparently her first job was as an usher at the Muni. So now she's going to have a little role. I thought that was kind of cute.
You think she'd have
things to do,
but I guess not.
Well, I know.
Well, at least it's
I mean, everything's. What do you guys mean? Everything's tied up and good.
Yeah, I don't want to be a hater. That was a hater thing to say.
No,
but it's also
I relate. My first reaction was negative as well, which is dumb.
Like, you don't have time to go be in a show in the Muni.
I just said I was going to go be in a show at the...
Yeah, but see,
that's for one night. That's for one night.
But I think the Dreamgirls thing is also for one night.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
If it's just one night.
Okay, I thought it was for like...
Go back to the bear coverage.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a week of shows, and then it's like, well, that's...
A residency?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a thing, like, if things aren't going well, something that's like, hey, look at me, I'm doing this fun thing. And like, no, you don't get to do fun things.
Yes, which is completely unfair.
Right. No, I agree. It's just like, yeah.
So it's for three nights, and Devil's Advocate, maybe it's a way to kind of perk us up a little. I mean, it's kind of like the bear. It's like, now the mayor's going to be in Dreamgirls. Like, we have something fun to look forward to.
I don't think she's doing us any favors.
I was sad until I heard the mayor was going to be at the Muni, and now
I feel better.
Really kind of fixed me.
I mean, I think maybe if things were a little bit brighter with St. Louis and we hadn't just had a mass shooting or something, then...
Right.
Then I think it's kind
of
cute, cool.
Speaking
I don't know.
Mayors, man, Tennessee has a new transgender child law about surgery, and I'm watching TV this morning. I'm doing my notebook, and I have the sound down, and I look up, and I don't know if you guys remember this. I didn't. It is a video, a produced video from 2000, and it's Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani pre 9/11. And Rudy Giuliani is dressed up in complete drag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's at a mall and he's asking Donald Trump what perfume he should buy. And Donald Trump's like sniffing his neck and all this stuff. It was really, really bizarre.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you how different things were. Like, you could do that, and everyone just went like, look at these guys. Look at these two crazy
guys. I mean, Rudy
guys.
Was doing regular stuff on Saturday Night Live, and
yeah.
And I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rudy and drag was a big thing back then.
You should look it up.
There's more than one example of it, too. I think he did it on Saturday Night Live as well.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
How many? I just think, okay, you know, you don't wish anyone dead, obviously, but I guess some people, yeah.
Wow, okay.
But like, so let's say Rudy had died in like 2005, 2006 or whatever. He would have been America's mayor. We would have had a statue. How many people
outlived it?
No, died before it, before they went all Giuliani. Mm. Like, how many people do we think this guy was great? He stepped up to the moment.
It's a good point.
But then, like,
probably everyone that died.
I mean, we all go Giuliani one day.
It's in that Batman movie. You die the hero or you live long enough to be the villain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think most people don't die.
It's Christopher Nolan. That's right.
Yeah, but I think most people don't die. Yeah, most people don't die a villain, though.
Rudy will.
That's what Nolan said.
I don't know.
I think he meant, like, if you're a superhero.
Whatever.
Kevin, can you just...
Just go with it, Kevin. We're trying to put on a show.
By the way, Giuliani doesn't look bad in that outfit. It's not bad.
Like he looked like one of the girls. He looked like one of the golden girls.
Yeah, well, I've seen worse.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny is a lady kind of put me into puberty.
He looked a little bit like Betty White and the Golden Girls when he was in drag.
Bugs Bunny?
No, Giuliani.
Yeah. You could do worse.
Bugs Bunny was quite alluring.
He was.
He had quite the figure.
Absolutely. He knew how to sell it.